It's my pleasure today to speak with Menno Kortikas, who is the CTO of Circle B. They're one of our longtime solution providers based in the Netherlands. Thanks for joining me today, Menno.
Thanks, Steve, for having me.
Thanks, Menno. So why don't you share just a bit of background of Circle B and how you got started?
Okay. Yeah, I started Circle B's business around 5 years ago. At the time when I was doing consulting as a self-employed. So Circle B is focused on the EU region or EMEA region, and Circle B is part of the Taurus Group, and we are fully focused on delivering solutions based on hardware from the Open Compute project. I came across Open Compute through one of the companies that I was working at. Yeah, my background was in networking, and at this company they had like 60 load balancers, but the next idea was to run all this on servers. So I thought in like this network field it's kind of shifting, and I started to investigate, okay, how do these really big hyperscalers or these large clouds, how do they run? And I found that they run everything on compute, and the networking is much more simple. When I really looked at how to start a business, it's like you need to have focus. So that's why it's in the beginning we contacted some of the manufacturers, and we found that, well, these products were not available in Europe. We became sort of the only one doing this in Europe, building these solutions based on OCP hardware. That's why it has that 100% focus.
Yeah, I know you were the very first European-based SP that we had, and doing things really out of a makeshift warehouse there in Amsterdam. So as you started this business, what were some of the biggest issues that you had and challenges starting a brand new business in a brand new market?
Yeah, so I mean, there were lots of challenges. Starting a business, it's much more difficult than billing hours. So there was this warehouse. There was like, yeah, where am I going to put this stuff? But there was also the financing, the marketing, like how do I find people, how do people find me, and of course the OCP Foundation has been really helpful in making introductions. We went to a lot of events, Circle B became really well known. Like I'm still from different countries, different directions, people say, hey, we've been knowing Circle B for a long time, and it's really established within the OCP market.
Yeah, you've done an amazing job over the last four plus years, just creating that awareness across regions and sharing. You share a lot of information through social media, educational videos as well, just helping the community in general. So what changes are you seeing in the European market specific to the way that enterprises are looking at open, say, versus proprietary hardware?
I noticed that still they're looking very much on the software side of open. So they're moving to containers, for example, but then it's with open source Linux software. They still don't really consider open source hardware. So this is why we try to educate and help people. And this is why we try to publish those designs that we have made with open software on open hardware. But it's a lot of educating people and telling them that this is possible, that this is available, that actually they don't only run this in a lab maybe to try, but they can also do this in their real production environment.
Yeah, now you have several solutions built on OCP. Now, as you see people deploying and procuring hardware, that there's this difference in the a completely different supply chain or a procurement process. And some customers may feel reluctant to move this direction because of the different procurement model, or they perceive it to be different. Do you see that playing out in reality, or what? How do you point to the differences and make them feel comfortable with the new way of doing open infrastructure?
Well, yeah, this was also one of the challenges that we overcome in like really the early beginning when we just started. So we started approaching some of the manufacturers, because yeah, these designs, the manufacturing of these designs, yeah, it's with the ODMs, the manufacturers that are like behind the brand company. So you have to first figure out like who makes this stuff, and then you have to figure out who the right person is. But then that's something that through the OCP summit and through you and other people of the foundation, we got in touch with all these manufacturers. So like when you buy a normal server, you have maybe the motherboard from company Y and the power supply from company Z and the chassis from another company. And then there's the rack from another company. So then it means you have to deal with maybe five suppliers to get to something that's working. We know all these suppliers. So what we try to design with the customer is a solution where they don't need to think that, oh, this is from this brand, this from that brand. They don't need to, if they're in the EU, they don't need to think about importing tax, duty, all those things that we have already in our normal procurement process. So these challenges are something that we solved like way in the early beginning. So from us, yeah, you get something that you plug in the power, the network, and we'll give you a piece of documentation, and then it runs.
Yeah, and I think that that's one of the more interesting ways that OCP has matured over the years, is this development that you now have the relationships with all of these ODMs. You can provide that top enterprise level support at the local level. And So as you're looking at the enterprises and they're deploying open hardware, what workloads are you seeing to be the most popular, or the ones that that you foresee to be more popular in the future?
Well, the easiest is a compute workload. So if they're running virtual machines or containers, or they're running a very high compute intensive process, that's the easiest thing, because these servers, they are using high-end CPUs. And we can fit a lot of servers into a single rack, so it's quite high density. The compute nodes are also easy to maintain, very basic, simple to design. Then there's a storage workload that's also something that's quite easy to deploy. So those two workloads, and it can be any type of company. So it can be a company that's running like a web type of service, or it can be for your internal, maybe virtual machine infrastructure. It doesn't need to be a specific vertical. Like we see these workloads from all sorts of different type of companies.
Cross industry. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I know that you have a new hardware leasing option available. So tell us about that, and what does that mean?
Yeah, so we found a good partner data center here in Amsterdam. We have a customer running there that basically they bought all the equipment from us, and then we installed it for them according to their design. We connected them to the previous data center. So that is, but that's a model where they bought everything. And now we also want to bring to other companies who maybe don't have that much to spend, that they can still get the benefit of OCP. So if they're used to paying per month for their IT, we can offer the whole package from our data center partner in Amsterdam. So through Circle B, we'll provide you with a full rack. With the the type of server that we have several configurations available. So specific type of server with connectivity to your existing infrastructure and with all the housing and cooling and everything included.
And that's for anybody in the EU or worldwide. How far does this offering reach?
Well, we can either connect you to the internet. So if it's a US company, they probably don't have any infrastructure here to connect to. So then we can connect it to the internet. And if you already have some infrastructure in the, let's say, London, Frankfurt, Paris, in that region, we can connect our racks, our infrastructure, to your existing infrastructure.
Okay. And this is different than the experience center, which you have now. CircleBee was the first one to put together an experience center worldwide around OCP. So that's this hardware leasing is different than the experience center, correct? And then what kind of hardware and experience can people have at your facility in the Netherlands?
So the experience center is more like a testing facility, like a lab. So everything there basically can break, and we don't want that to happen to our leasing model. So you can just pull out servers, and if you want, you can physically visit, and it's still possible even during this time to visit the experience center to play with OCP. So we have like the Facebook Tioga Pass. We have Wiwin EP100, which is an open edge design. We have some network equipment. We have some storage equipment there. We have, of course, the Facebook open racks, the power supplies. We have also some AMD machines that will be contributed to the OCP Foundation. So we have lots of different machines, and we can, for example, get something from Intel, install it into the server, and then the customer can also try remote, like see how it performs. And then what we try to do is that the customer doesn't have to buy their own proof of concept equipment. We provide them with a few servers so they can test their workload. They can develop their management tools so that their existing management tools are able to manage these OCP servers. And once they're ready and they think, this works. Then they can immediately go into production.
And you mentioned that people are able to visit this center even during this time. Yeah, you've set it up to where either virtually or in face to face.
Yeah, we can do virtual. So of course we have Wi-Fi there, and we have done this with the customer that is very far away. That we do a tour with the laptop. That's possible. But if you're still able to travel to the Amsterdam area, then with a group, but maximum, let's say, four people, then we can still keep distance at the meeting table. Yeah,
that's great. So as you look, say, into Q4 and then on to 2021, what are some of the future plans for CircleBee and your team?
Yeah, So we do want to publish that leasing model. So at the moment, like, it's possible to contact us and we can work on the leasing model, but we also want to have that published on the website and have all the terms and conditions and everything public. So this is something that we're working on. We also want to integrate more solutions. So we have currently the OpenShift solution on the Open Compute website as an integrated solution, but we want to add more. And of course, we're adding also the leasing model to the OCP website as a solution, but we want to add some more integrated solutions. That's something that we're working on. And then we also plan to contribute to OpenBMC, so we also want to get into the firmware development.
Great. So a little bit across both market offerings as well as detailed project engagement within OCP.
Yeah, we want to make adoption as easy as possible. So that's also part of the leasing idea, is that we, you know, that one of the challenges is that like, where am I going to place it? Well, we have the data center, and then who's going to support it? Well, we are there. So we try to solve all these challenges.
That's great. Well, Menno, thanks again for making a few minutes today. I will be back with my top three takeaways with my conversation with Menno. But thanks again, Menno. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Steve.
I wanted to share my top three takeaways from my conversation with Menno today. The first is around starting a business with focus. And it's one thing that Menno did from the very beginning, is focusing on open designs. Even when the market and the awareness wasn't there yet, he continued that focus, and now he's starting to reap those benefits as the momentum continues to grow around OCP, especially in EMEA. The second is the importance of having a partner in this process when it comes to procurement. Procuring hardware this way does require multiple relationships to allow for more flexibility and to allow for the best total cost of ownership. And having somebody like Circle B in the middle allows you to have those common platforms with common designs, with a trusted advisor helping you implement. And the third is around this leasing option that he's come up with. I anticipate more of these type of offerings in the markets as more partners look at flexible ways to allow enterprises to procure and try open compute hardware that rival some of the major cloud providers. So those were my top three takeaways from this week's SP Spotlight. Thank you very much.